Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Katrina Nelson and Ellie Shaw with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics to talk about the upcoming Kids Health Fair. So, Katrina, first, just take the Marion County listeners and Knoxville listeners through this Kids Health Fair. Who's all going to be there and what is it all for?
We have a variety of different organizations and clubs that are going to be there providing, you know, just some kind of kids' health information, a healthy game, a fun game. It's just going to be a fun time for the whole family. We have, for an example, we have the Knoxville Police Department and the Rescue Squad that are going to be there, the Marion County Sheriff's Department, as well as like the Optimus Club, Noon Kiwanis, the Rec Center. Plus, we have other departments of the hospital that are also going to be represented there. We're going to be doing, you know, some fitness challenges, the importance of proper nutrition with Miss Mary Strawberry from the Knoxville Schools. And so it's just going to be a fun time. It's going to be free for the whole family. Like you said, at the Iowa State Extension office on Friday, March 24th from 5:30 to 7.
Now, Ellie, what is going to be your role during this?
I am going to be working, serving the free meal that we're going to be offering. So families, the first 200 families that show up are going to get hot dog and some different sides. And then also for dessert, we're going to have Midwest Stinky Donuts there making donuts and giving those out for free. So we're really excited for the event. We think it's going to be a fun event for the community. It's the first year we're doing it, and we're really excited about educating the community about what Knoxville Hospital and Clinics does. And also just promoting childhood health and wellness.
Now, to go to this event, you said the first 200 families will get a meal. Now, do parents and families, do they have to register for this or do they show up?
Nope, they can just show up and come to the event and we'll be there. Not only are we going to have free food, but we're going to also have, like Katrina said, a bunch of free and fun activities. And then kids can also complete kind of a card once they visit all the vendors, and then they can enter to win a bike. We have a bike for a girl and a boy, so, and with a helmet as well. So we're looking forward to offering that to the community as just a little extra bonus to come.
Now, Katrina, you said there's going to be some activities going on, some physical activities, kind of. What do you recommend for families who bring their kids to this to wear, or do they need to bring anything with them?
I don't think they need to wear anything in particular. You know, they're going to be doing a variety of activities, so, you know, maybe tennis shoes and just athletic wear. They don't need to bring anything, just bring themselves, you know, for a night of activities geared mostly towards preschool to elementary age children.
Now, what time is this running from? When does it start and then when does it end? Or do people need to show up right when it opens to be a part of it, or can they show up whenever?
They can show up whenever. It's kind of a come-and-go type of thing. It starts at 5:30 on Friday, March 24th and goes till about 7 o'clock.
Now, is there a certain age limit? Do they have to be a certain age to be able to participate, or does it from toddler all the way through whatever?
Right. They don't have to be a specific age to participate. You know, our activities are going to be for, you know, preschool age children through elementary age children. So we're going to have a variety of different activities for geared towards specific age children.
Now, Ellie, is there anything that these families or these kids will possibly be getting if they, I don't know if they leave with any balloons or anything like that, or what will the night finish like at the end of the night?
Yep, so each of the organizations that are coming to do an activity, we ask them to offer something for the kids, whether that be a sticker or a little prize, something like that. And then, like I said, at the end of the night, the kids complete their card, they can enter to win a bicycle. So there's going to be kind of a drawing for a bicycle for one boy attendee and one female attendee. So I think that'll be a really good draw for families to come and go through all the different booths and do all the activities. So everyone will go away with something.
Now, Katrina, is it going to be all taking place in the ISU Extension, the gymnasium, or is it going to be throughout the building?
It's going to be, everything is going to be in the gymnasium. You know, we will have the activities in the gymnasium, and then we'll have everything for the food set up in the gymnasium as well.
Well, it sounds like a good time. Is there anything else you want the parents, maybe the families of Knoxville and Marion County, to know about this on Friday?
No, we just really encourage everybody to come out for a fun time, you know, and learn more about the importance of health and wellness.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.